今天正道的经文在希伯来书第三章一至十九节。同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的禁中，如同摩西在神的全家禁中一样，他比摩西算是更配得多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣，因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事，但基督为儿子，治理神的家。我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒试探他的时候一样。在那里你们祖宗试我探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久。所以我厌烦那时代的人，说他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。那时听见他话惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？神四十年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是像那些不信的人吗？这样看来，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故了。
Today's Bible reading comes from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 to 19. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house.Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory. So as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion, during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did.That is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on earth in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end. As has just been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness?And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
非 常高兴能够回到大家中间。
Pastor Hedy is very happy to see everyone again.
对啊，昨天回来的时候，牧师问我怎么样，我说想家了。
When I arrived yesterday, Pastor Daniel asked how she was, and she said she missed home.
Yeah, 不但是想自己的家，很想念大家。
Not only her own home, but our home here.
昨天牧师讲呢，让我用这个时间呢来分享一点我回国的一些感受。
So yesterday, Pastor Daniel asked her to talk about her feelings.
第一点呢，我想分享的就是在国内呢，我看到了至少看到了三种不同的教会。
So the first thing she would like to share is that we saw many different types of churches in China.
我看到了农村的教会、城市的教会，还有以大学生为主的大学生的教会。
So she saw the rural churches and the university churches and the urban churches.
不同的文化背景，不同的人群。
So different cultural backgrounds and different types of people.
但是有一点是相同的。
But there is one thing that is the same.
就是基督在他们身上的工作。
And that is the work of Christ in them.
看见在不同的教会里面，虽然文化不同，但是那样的悔改和渴慕是相同的。
So even though people are from different cultural backgrounds, there is the same culture of change and repentance.
非常感动的就是真的是体会到主在他自己教会中的工作。
I was very touched by Christ's own work in his own church.
虽然我准备讲章到那里去讲。
Even though I prepared many speeches to share,
但是能够打动人的心的是主自己。
But the one that touches people's hearts is Christ Himself.
所以当我讲完了以后，弟兄姊妹的反馈说的，哎呀，正是他们所需要的信息。
So after the message, many people said that the message touched them.
就是我深深的感觉到，因为我并不了解他们，我感觉到那个是主自己在他们中间要做的工作。
And I felt that was Christ Himself working in them because I did not know what they needed.
在中国真是看到人太多了。
In China, you really feel there are so many people.
就是主耶稣所讲的那句话，当收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
And that is when Christ said that the crops are many, but the workers are few.
很多人渴慕主的话。
Many people thirst for God's knowledge.
但是看到教会还处在初期不成熟的阶段。
But we see that the church is immature and just beginning.
一个传道人要牧养很多很多的会众。
For one pastor to look after so many people.
同工弟兄姊妹的生命还不够成熟。
And the elders and the committee are not mature.
所以感觉到那里的需要是非常的大。
So we feel that their need is very great.
有人讲现在这一波的福音浪潮来到了华人当中。
Some people say that the wave of evangelism has come to Chinese people.
我在国内深深的感受是我们的神真的是恩待了中华大地。
I deeply feel that God's grace has come to China.
所以感谢主，我们是华人。
And so we thank God that we are Chinese.
但愿我们不会错过了这一波福音的浪潮。
I hope that we do not miss this wave of evangelism.
求神来预备我们的心啊。
I pray that God will prepare our hearts.
我们在这里真的是我们的环境和条件太美好了。
Our environment here is very bountiful.
我很想。其实我没有拍照下来哈，很想让大家看一看。不知道北方人可能知道那个马扎那个是什么样子，非常小的一个凳子。
So we didn't actually bring any pictures, but some people who are from northern China might know the 马扎。
马扎是什么？不知道怎么翻译哈，是非常非常小的一种凳子。
Like a small stool.
Yeah, 所以呢，国内的看到国内弟兄姊妹们坐在那个小的凳子上哈，一天的时间啊。
So the people in China, they sit on the small stool for a whole day.
所以一天可以讲十个小时，讲到他们不疲倦。
And listen to messages for one whole day without being tired.
甚至连大学生也是这样的。
Even university students.
我讲到最后七个多小时八个小时，问他们还可以听吗？他们说还可以。
So I asked them after 7 hours, can you still listen? And they said yes, we can.
所以那样的渴慕真的是很感动我。 的心哈。
So this desire really touched my heart.
现在我们的环境太优美了。
Now our environment is so bountiful.
求神来帮助我们的心能够在他面前也火热起来。
We pray that God can also touch our hearts and fuel our passion.
同时看到中国信主的人这样多的情况下呢，也感到了一种危机。
I also felt a sense of danger when seeing so many people coming to believe in Christ.
因为工作太大了。
Because the work is so big.
但是成熟的人太少了。
But the mature people are so few.
所以教会经常的分裂。
And so many churches split.
看到那个恶者在教会的工作。
And we see the work of the evil one in the church.
也是非常的猖狂的。
It's also very.
所以教会急需的成熟。
So the church needs to mature very quickly.
同时也让我坚定我们现在所走的路子是对的。
It also made me really feel that our path is correct.
因为不是以事工为导向的。
Because our goal is not for the works.
我们的目标是人。
Our goal is people.
因为主耶稣来，他说他是为了要拯救罪人。
Because Jesus came, he said he wants to save sinners.
所以我们每一个人能够被建立起来。
So for every one of us to be built up.
教会才能被建立起来。
Then the church can also be built up.
所以我们的眼光永远不在那一个事工上面。
So our focus is not on the big works.
我们的眼光在于建立弟兄姊妹的生命上。
Our focus is on building the lives of every single person.
所以我非常的感恩啊，我们教会现在的查经班、读经小组，希望弟兄姊妹们能够来使用这一个机会，使自己能够更加熟悉神的话语，能够被建立起来。
And so that I hope that everybody can take use of our Bible studies and prayer meetings to be built up in Christ.
好，那么进入现在我们进入今天要分享的信息啊。
Okay, so we go into today's message.
今天信息的题目叫确实的信心。
Today's topic is true faith.
我们知道圣经上说，人非有信就不能够得神的喜悦。
We know that in the scripture it says, without faith we cannot please God.
那什么样的信才是信呢？
So what kind of faith is true faith?
因为我们看到很多人都说信的。
Because we hear many people say, I believe.
但是表现出来的是非常不同的结果。
But their behavior has a different result.
有的人信了好几十年了，但是还是非常软弱。
Some people believe for many years, but are still very weak.
有的人像保罗一样信主了，然后就为主疯狂。
Some people like Paul, they believe and instantly they work for God.
那么今天我们用这个时间来思考一下。
So today during this time, let us consider
什么是确实的信心。
What is true faith?
信心呢，是神放在我们里边的一个功能。
Faith is an ability that God gives us.
因为人跟人建立关系都需要信任，对吧？
Because when we work with other people, we need to believe in each other.
那么当我们去跟这位看不见的神产生关系的时候，
So when we try to build a relationship with God whom we cannot see,
我们必须要使用信心这个功能。
We must use our faith.
因为没有信，你就没有办法跟他建立关系。
Because if we do not believe, we cannot build a relationship.
因为他，我们是看不见他。
Because we cannot see him.
我们今天的经文呢是在希伯来书的第三章哈。
So our scripture today came from Hebrews chapter 3.
那在进入今天的经文之前呢，我想要把前面两章简单的把它分享一下。
So before we explore this chapter, let us first quickly go over the first two chapters.
如果你有圣经呢，就请你打开。
Please turn your Bibles to Hebrews.
希伯来书，对。如果没有呢，你认真听就可以了。
If you don't have it, you can just listen.
我们知道在希伯来书的第一章呢，一开卷，神就说，神在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
So from the very beginning of Hebrews, we see that God has worked throughout generations.
这一个信息我们在这里分享过。
Now this message we have explored before.
上帝用了1500年的时间来写作旧约圣经。
God took 1500 years of history to write the Old Testament.
用了很多很多的先知。
He spoke through the voices of many prophets.
然后使用他们把这个他的话把它记录下来。
And used them to record his word.
那1500年是一个非常长的一个时间段。
So 1500 years was a very long passage of history.
所以上帝做的工作是很大的。
And so God's work is enormous.
然后他说时候满足的时候，他的儿子来到我们中间。
And he said, when the time is ready, his son will come among us.
我们讲过，这个时候满足，并不是说主耶稣在那里预备，等他预备好了才来。
We spoke that time is ready does not mean that Jesus is preparing himself.
因为他早已经预备好。
Because he was always ready.
所以当神说时候满足的时候，是你我可以被预备好了没有？
So God said when the time is ready, it means when we are ready.
因为他在预备等到那一个时候，主耶稣来的时候，我们能够有足够的基础来认出他来。
So that we have the foundations of our faith, so that when he comes, we are ready.
那么他来了以后呢，这里圣经里告诉我们哈，他是那一位造物的主，因为万物都是借着他造的。
And it says here in the scripture that all things were made through him.
然后他说他是那一位万有的承受者，所以一切也都是为了他造的。
And he says that all things were made for him.
然后今天呢，他还是那一位用他全能的命令托住万有的。
And today he is the one that carries all things.
所以他还是那一位万有的管理者。
And so he is the thing that look. He is the one that looks after all things.
今天的日月星辰还在运作，春夏秋冬还在交替，那都是他的命令来托住。
Today the universe continues to operate because of his word.
就是这样一位神，他成为肉身来到我们中间。
Such an amazing God became flesh and came amongst us.
他来解决我们的罪的问题。
He came to solve our sin.
我们都知道他道成肉身，然后舍命在十字架上，为我们解决了罪的问题。
We all know that he became flesh and went on the cross to solve our sin.
为什么非要这样一位神来解决我们的问题？
Why is it necessary for such an amazing God to come?
所以圣经上希伯来书第一章就来比较他是谁，他不是天。
And so in Hebrews we see it compares Jesus to the angels. He is not an angel, he is God.
我们想想，如果是天使来解决我们的罪的问题，有什么不同吗？
Let us consider what would be different if an angel came to solve our sins.
如果天使来了，也是成为一个肉身一样死在十字架上解决我们的问题，有什么不同吗？
If an angel came and died for us, what would be the difference?
我们举一个例子哈，如果一个皇上
，So let us make an example. Suppose there is an emperor.
如果他要做成一件事情
，He wants to do something.
他打发一个小太监去
，He sends a small slave.
或者他打发一个将军去
，Or he sends a general.
或者他打发他的太子去
，Or he sends his own son.
或者他自己去
，Or he goes by himself.
有什么不同
？What is the difference?
大家想有什么不同？它的分量不同，它的重视程度不同。
The weight of the action is different.
因为一个小的奴隶去和一个太子去。
For if he sends a slave or if he sends a prince,
它的分量是不同的。
The weight of the action is different.
所以他用了这么大的分量，圣经里告诉我们，耶稣是那一位造物者，是那一位承受者，还是那一位万有的管理者。
And so he performs an action so heavy that he sends the creator of all things.
所以他让我们知道我们救恩的分量有多么的重。
So that we can understand the weight of our salvation.
那这么大的分量，难道为了救一个很不值钱的东西吗
？So such a heavy weight would it be used to redeem something pointless？
我记得牧师在这里用过这样的一个例子哈。
I remember Pastor Daniel also used a similar example.
如果我是一个很喜欢手工的人，如果我做了一个娃娃。
Suppose that I'm someone who's very skilled at handicraft and I make a doll.
我很喜欢这个娃娃。
And I really like this doll.
我可不可能喜欢到一个程度，让我的女儿去舍了命为了救这个娃娃
？Well, I love it to the point where I sacrifice my daughter for this doll.
可能吗
？Is that possible?
不可能，对吧
？No, it's impossible.
因为女儿的生命是跟这个是没有办法。比较的
Because there is no comparison between the life of a daughter and the life of an object.
但是今天上帝告诉我们，他用他的儿子的生命换了你我。
But today we see that God used the life of his son to redeem us.
所以我们要想你我是谁。
And so we must remember who are we?
无论是进化论也好，佛教也好，耶和华见证人这些异端也好，它同样达到一个目的。
Whether it's evolution or Buddhism, all of these cults, they all come to one purpose.
它要混淆我们的身份。
They want to destroy our identity.
他说我们是猴变的。
They say you are evolved from a monkey.
所以你没有价值。
And so you have no real worth.
佛教说我们是轮回来的。
Buddhism says that you have been reincarnated.
我今天是人，下辈子变成狗，变成猪。
Today I'm a person. Maybe next life I'll be a pig.
所以你没有办法衡量你的价值。
And so it's impossible for us to understand our true worth.
但是圣经上说。上帝用他的儿子来换了你和我的生命。
But the scripture says that God used his own life to trade for our life.
所以在希伯来书的第二章，他要告诉我们我们是谁。
And so in Hebrews chapter 2, we must know who are we.
他说将来有一天我们要管理他所创造的那一个世界。
He said one day we will look after the world that God will create.
他说他要使万物都伏在我们的脚下。
He will have all creation bow down to us.
所以在希伯来书第二章的是第十节啊。
And so in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10.
他说原来那为万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
It says, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
什么叫做合宜的？是合适的，是适合我们的。
It is one that is suitable for us.
因为他要带领他的儿子进入到荣耀里边去。
Because he is to take his son into glory.
他要把我们带到他的荣耀里边去。
He wants to take us into his glory.
所以他让他的儿子来救我们，他说这个是适合的。
And so he uses his son to save us, and he says this is suitable.
所以我们有的弟兄姊妹讲哈、啊，说的，哎呀，我信主了，就信了就行了，不用信的那么认真嘛。
And so some brothers and sisters say, I believe in Christ, but there is no need to be so dedicated.
我要上天堂的话，我也不用什么冠冕，我扫扫大街就行了。
If I go to, I'm going to heaven, so I don't need to put much effort. I'll just sweep the road. It's okay.
也让我上天堂就可以了。
If I go to heaven, that's everything else is okay.
你想一想哈、
啊。Let us reflect on this.
耶稣基督神儿子的生命换一个人去天堂给他扫大街。
The life of Jesus Christ was shed for us, not just so we can go and sweep the streets.
他有千万的天使天君在天上来服侍。
He has tens of thousands of angels to work for him.
他是不是用他的命来换你去扫大街？
Will he trade his life for us to do works for him?
如果我们这样想，是羞辱他。
If we think of such way, it is embarrassing to him.
他要我们将来有一天与他一同作王。
He wants us to be kings together with him one day.
去管理那将来的世界。
To look after his world.
所以他用他的命来换我们，他说这是合适。
And so he traded his life for us. He said that is suitable.
因为我们是从他那里出来的。
Because we are from him.
好。从这个背景里边，我们进入希伯来书的第三章。
From this background, we look at Hebrews chapter 3.
所以，第三章的第一节就告诉我们是同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄。
And so in chapter 1, we say that we are holy partners.
我们同蒙了一个呼召。
We have the same calling.
我们要跟他一起进入到荣耀里面去。
We will enter into glory with him.
所以他讲，我们要思想。
And so he says we must reflect.
我们思想谁？思想耶稣基督。
Who do we consider? We consider Jesus Christ.
他是那一位使者，他是那一位大祭司。
He is the servant. He is the high priest.
他来到地上的时候，他曾经讲福音。
He came to the earth to speak the gospel.
他曾经做成了救恩。
And he lived out salvation.
他今天还在天上为我们尽大祭司的职分。
And today he is in heaven acting as our high priest.
所以圣经上讲，他做成了救恩以后，他就升入高天，坐在高天至大者的右边。
And so the scripture says, after he performed salvation, he rose to heaven and sits on the right side of God.
他坐在那儿干什么呢？
What does he do there?
他是不是就是一天到晚就坐在那儿？
Does he just sit there all day?
圣经上讲他坐在那里，是说他已经完成了那一个救恩的工作。
The scripture says he sits there because he has completed the work of salvation.
但是今天他还在 天上的那一个真的帐幕里边来为我们尽大祭司的职任。
But today in heaven, he continues to act as our high priest.
所以无论是在中国还是在这里
，So whether in China or here,
你可以知道主耶稣今天还在我们中间。
We know that Jesus is still among us today.
他不是那一个高高在上、高不可及的神。
He is not the God. He is not the faraway God.
所以在启示录里讲，他是那一个行走在灯台中间的。
In Revelation, it says he is the one who walks.Amongst us.
也他是那一个行走在他众教会中间的。
He is the one that walks in his church.
所以今天他还在这里。
So today he is still here.
他今天还在服侍他自己的教会。
Today he is still working for his church.
他要带领他的儿女进到他的荣耀中。
He wants to lead his children into his glory.
下面第三章的下面哈，他比较我们主耶稣和摩西的职任。
Below that it is Jesus is compared to Moses.
因为希伯来书是写给希伯来人当时啊。
Because the book of Hebrews was written to the Hebrew people.
他们是犹太人，他们是非常的敬重摩西的职分的。
The Hebrew people highly respected Moses' work.
因为他们知道神差遣摩西来带领他们的祖先出埃及。
Because they know that God sent Moses to bring the people out of Egypt.
摩西是神的仆人。
Moses was God's servant.
那这里讲到我们的主耶稣基督跟摩西身份的比较。
And so here the identity of Jesus Christ and Moses is compared.
耶稣基督是那一位造物的主。
Jesus Christ is the creator God.
就像建造房屋的和房屋的关系。
Just like the builder and the constructor.
所以他是那一位造物的主，我们是那一个被造的。
So he is the creator and we are the created.
那摩西当时的工作是相当伟大的。
So Moses' work was amazing.
那摩西的工作是在做什么呢？
But what was Moses' work?
他说为要证明将来必要传说的事。在 verse 5, 在第五节。
So in verse 5 it says, to testify all the things that would be spoken later.
什么样的事我们要传说？
What are the things that we need to tell?
就是今天我们要传讲的事情。
The things that we need to speak of today.
所以摩西是今天我们要传讲的这个福音，他的工作是今天的预表。
And so Moses' work was to testify to all the things that we speak of today.
而主耶稣基督是那一个本体。
Whereas Jesus is the origin of those things.
所以摩西那么伟大的工作只是为了来预表基督的工作。
And so Moses' things were just to testify to Jesus' work.
当基督来的时候，那一个本体来到我们中间。
When Jesus came, the origin came amongst us.
所以这里让我们来思想这些事情。
And so here it says, let us consider these things.
他说摩西是仆人，在神的家中尽忠。
And it says Moses was a servant amongst God's house.
但是基督是儿子，要治理神的家。
But Jesus is the son that looks after the house.
说我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。第六节最后。
And so we in his house hold firm the confidence and the pride that belongs to hope.
所以那一个盼望是什么？
And so what is that hope?
刚才我们讲到神的心意要领众多的儿子进到荣耀里去。
Earlier we said that God's will is that all children come into God's glory.
神的心意要我们来去管理他所创造的万物。
God's will is that we look after his creation.
甚至叫他的独生儿子来为我们死，他说是合适的。
Such that for his own son to die for us, that was a suitable price.
所以这样的盼望是不是在我们心里边能够真实起来了？
So will this hope in us become real?
他说这个盼望我们要坚持到底。
He said this hope we must take it to the end.
后面他讲还要将这样的胆量坚持到底。
And he said let this bravery also hold firm.
为什么需要胆量呢？
Why do we need courage?
我们先放一放，把这事存在心里边。
Let us remember.
好，我们继续看下面哈，从第三章的第七节开始哈。
So,
这里讲到。
We consider to read. We continue to read in chapter verse 7.
说圣灵有话说。
The Holy Spirit has something to say.
圣灵对我们说的话， 在启示录里讲圣灵对众教会所说的话，凡有耳朵的就要听。
In Revelations it says, whatever the Spirit says, may those have ears listen.
所以这里圣灵要对我们讲话。
And so here it says, the Holy Spirit wants to say something to us.
他告诉我们，如果我们今日听他的话，就不能够硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒试探他的时候一样。
So today, if you hear his verse, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the days of testing in the wilderness.
他说以色列人在旷野，他说那时你们的祖宗试我探我，观看我的作为40年之久。
Where your ancestors put me to the test, though they had seen my works for 40 years.
我们想想当时旷野的以色列人，他们信主吗？
Let us consider the people who believed in God, when they were in the wilderness.
他们相信什么？
Do they believe in God?
我们想想他们相信吗？
Do they believe in God? What do you think?
他们应该是相信神的，对吧？
They probably believed in God.
因为他们天天看神迹。
Because they saw miracles every day.
他们吃玛纳。
They ate manna.
他们磐石神给他们出水。
Water came out from a rock.
我有时候常常想啊，这个200多万人，神甚至让他们洗衣服，这得多少水啊？
Sometimes I consider how much water would it take for 200,000 people to wash their clothes.
不单是喝啊。
Not just for drinking.
所以他们天天经历神迹。
So every day they encountered miracles.
但是神说你们观看我的作为。
And yet it says here that you looked at my works.
然后说，神说我厌烦那世代的人，因为他们心里常常迷糊。
And it says here, I was angry with that generation because they go astray in their hearts.
然后竟不晓得我的作为。
And they have not known my ways.
所以观看了作为，并不代表你晓得他的作为。
And so you have seen his works does not mean you have known his works.
所以现在在我们中间，其实神也做很多很多的作为。
And now amongst us today, God still continues to do works.
我们看了他的作为，我们心里是不是晓得他的作为？
And so we have seen his works, but do we truly understand them?
我从圣经里先举一个例子。
I'll bring up an example from the scripture.
我们记得彼得在蒙召的时候，主耶稣到他的，他打了一夜的鱼，什么也没得着。
So when Peter was first called, he fished all night but didn't catch anything.
他是一个非常有经验的渔夫。
He was a very experienced fisherman.
打了一夜什么也没打到。
He went fishing for a whole night and didn't catch anything.
那主耶稣来了以后，在他船上讲道，讲完道以后，又让他把船开到水深之处去下网。
And so Jesus came to him and he preached. And after preaching, he said, "Go and fish some more."
彼得说，好，那我就听你一次吧。
Peter said, "Fine, I'll listen to you."
所以他下网就打到了很多很多的鱼。
But after fishing, he caught many, many fish.
这是一个神迹，对不对？
This was a miracle, right?
我们大家想想，之后彼得有两个反应，是什么反应？
Everybody remember, what were the two responses that Peter had?
大家想想，之后有两个反应，什么反应？
What were the two responses?
这个人是谁？想到自己的罪。还有答案吗？第一个是我是个罪人，让主离开他。
So the first response was that to recognize I'm a sinner and to leave away from me, God.
然后第二个反应是什么？
What was the second response?
不是，就是这之后，他先让主离开他，主说你不要怕，对吧？你要得人如得鱼了。之后他的反应是什么？鱼船渔网不要了。他就跟着走了。
So first his response was to say, God, away from me. But after that, his response was to leave everything and follow God, Jesus.
所以在他的生命里，主给了他一个神迹。
And so in his life, God gave him a miracle.
我们现在想一想啊，我们现在想想，如果在我的生命里，神给我一个神迹。
Let us consider if in our lives, God has done a miracle.
哎呀，我做生意赔了这么多年，我老是赚不到钱。
After going bankrupt in business,
这个时候耶稣来了，一下子给了我很多钱。
And then Christ comes and makes you very successful.
或者是我病了。
Or if suppose you are sick.
这个时候耶稣来了，一下子把我医治了。
And Christ comes and suddenly heals you.
不管如何，在你生命中，你知道主来了，给了你一个大的神迹。
Whatever it is, suppose Christ comes and brings about a
你下边的反应是什么
？What will be your response？
咱们诚诚实实的说，我们下边的反应会是什么
？Let's be honest. What will be our response？
更多神迹。
Ask for more miracles.
还有没有别的反应？保持这个神迹。
Ask to maintain the miracle.
嗯，相信他。
Believe him.
我肯定说，主啊，我信你。
Definitely, I will say, God, I believe you.
你是神。
You are God.
我要敬拜你。
I will worship you.
但是你不能走。
But please don't leave.
就在我们家多给我来点神迹。
Just stay here and bring some more miracles.
哎，就让我多赚点钱。
So I can make more money.
我可以荣耀你啊。
I can bring glory to you.
啊，就给我更好、更健康的身体。
Make me more healthy.
啊，让我每次考试都能够考第一。
Let me be top in all my exams.
我做什么事都顺利。
Whatever I do, I'll be successful.
那我就拜你。
Then I will worship you.
然后我荣耀你。
Then I will bring glory to you.
我们是不是这么想
？Is this what we feel?
还要做什么？哎，在家里弄一个龛放在家里边来拜。
And I'll set up a somewhere to worship you.
对，大概这是我们的想法哈。
This is what we think, probably.
所以可能我们看到了我们跟彼得的想法不大一样。
So we see that our response is a little different to Peter's.
所以当主给了你那么大的神迹的时候
，So when God gives you such a great miracle,
你知道，哎呀，这只有神能够做到。我知道这是神了。
Something that only God can do. We know that it is God.
你是否有这一个悔改和放下一切跟随主的反应
？Will you have a heart to repent and give up everything?
所以这个是我们需要反思的事情。
That is what we need to consider.
所以他讲以色列人四十年看我的作为。
And so he says here that for 40 years the Israelites saw my works.
但是他不晓得我的作为。
But they did not know my works.
所以今天我们也是不是也是那种看神的作为而不晓得他作为的。
And so today are we the same type of people? We see them but we don't understand them.
我这次回国啊，经历了一件小事儿。
So this time when we went to China, I experienced something.
我是从一个地方去到另外一个地方，到一个传道人的家里。
When I was traveling from one place to a pastor's house,
这个传道人呢有一个女儿。
This pastor had a daughter.
大学刚毕业嘛。
She just graduated.
比我们的女儿稍微大一点。
A little bit older than Laura.
那我进到他家的时候，其实也是另外一个传道人把我送去的哈。
When I went to his house, I was directed by another pastor.
那我进到他家的时候呢，因为他们在外边停车，所以我先进去了。
So when I went into his house, there was no parking space, so I went in first.
那我看到这个女孩子呢，在这个桌子上啊，她烤了很多的饼干。
And so I saw that this girl, she had baked many biscuits.
然后是英文的字母啊，Happy Birthday, Mom.
She wrote Happy Birthday, Mom, with the biscuits.
让妈妈生日快乐哈、啊。然后她在上面挤了很多的奶油的花。
And she made a lot of flowers out of butter.
非常漂亮。
It was very beautiful.
她放在桌上，大概就是想等它干。
And so she put them on the table to wait for them to dry.
然后我进去看到了，我还说哇，我说你妈妈好幸福啊，女儿给做的饼干。
And so I went in there. I saw your mom must be very happy because you made these biscuits for her.
然后我转身的时间呢，那后边的就跟我一起来的弟兄就进来了。
And when I turned around, the other brothers came in as well.
这一个弟兄呢，他眼睛有些问题。
And one brother could not see very well.
他刚刚做完这个就是不是刚做，他做过这个白内障的手术。
So he's gone through surgery.
他进来以后呢，他架着一个笔记本电脑啊。
And so when he came in, he was carrying a laptop.
他就直接把那电脑放在人家的饼干上面。
And so he just put the laptop on top of the biscuits.
我就听见一声尖叫。
And so I heard a scream.
哇，转过来一看，我说这怎么办？这个。
Oh no.
然后我就想，哇，这要是我女儿，一定疯掉了。
If this was my daughter, she'd go crazy.
要跳起来了哇！那么大的功夫，然后就一下子让她拿电脑把她压上去了。
So all of that effort was suddenly destroyed.
后来我问过这弟兄，我说你怎么把电脑放在那儿了
？Later, I asked the brother, why did you put your computer there?
他说我看花花绿绿，以为是塑料片儿。
And so he said, I only saw vague pictures.
所以很就是。很意外的，他会把那个电脑放在那里。
And so it was very much by accident that he put his.
然后我就看这个女孩子啊， 很难过。
And so I saw that the little girl was very sad.
然后她就开始帮着人家把那个电脑，因为那个电脑的散热片里边弄的都是那个奶油嘛。
And so she saw that there was butter inside the computer.
所以她就开始帮人家清理电脑。
And so she helped him to clean the computer.
呀，用那个棉签啊、牙签啊，一点一点帮他清理电脑。
Using the toothpicks.To clean the computer.
啊，清理完电脑以后，我们就出去吃饭啊。
And so afterwards, we went out to eat.
好，等这个弟兄等他们离开了以后呢，我就问这个女孩子。
And so when everybody left, I spoke to the girl.
我说你还表现不错哈。我说因为要是我女儿的话，就会疯掉了。
I told her you behaved very nicely.
她说了一句话让我很感动。
And she said one thing which really touched me.
她说她是神的仆人，我不敢。
And she said he is a servant of God.
然后他跟他爸爸说：“爸爸，你安慰安慰我吧。
” And so she begged her father to console her.
他是因为作为一个孩子来讲，那么工作被人家这样一下毁掉了，是很难过的。
As a child, having your work suddenly destroyed is a very heartbreaking thing.
但是他跟我讲的时候，他没有讲我因为是爸爸的朋友，我不好意思。
But she didn't say that I was afraid to embarrass dad's friend.
因为是我们是接待的家庭，我们不好意思这样做。
Because we are host family, we shouldn't behave badly.
他一句话就打到那个位置上。
She only said one thing.
他说因为他是神的仆人我不敢。
She said because he is God's servant, so I will not behave badly.
所以这个女孩子这句话让我心里非常感动。
And so the words of this girl really touched me.
我们想其实这一个意外哈，本来是谁也想不到会发生的意外。
And so this thing was just an accident that nobody could foresee.
因为我们是被让坐在沙发上嘛，谁拿着电脑也会放在自己身边。
Well, normally you just sit on the couch and you put your stuff with you.
你怎么也想不到他会进门把电脑放到人家那个饼干上去。
Who would have thought you would put your computer on top of the biscuits?
所以我跟这女孩子说，我说上帝给你的小测验啊。
And so I told the girl that God was testing you.
我说我看你基本上算 pass 了哈，算过关了。
I think you passed the test.
所以当一些事情发生在我们周围的时候
，And so when things happen around us,
你看那个第一个反应出来的
，You can see from the first response.
那是他心里真实的表达。
That is the true behavior of their heart.
我说你使劲还帮他清理电脑啊。
That girl, she still helped the guy clean his computer.
他说因为后面有两天讲到，他以为要用那个电脑，他说这个坏了怎么办
？Because she thought that maybe he will be preaching and his computer is very important.
所以他的脑子想到的，上帝的仆人，我不敢冲他发火。
And so what she thought of was that she cannot be angry at God's servant.
然后她想到的是神的工作，我不能为了这个耽误了他的工作。
And the next thing she thought was that she cannot hold up God's work.
所以非常美好的见证。
And so it was such a beautiful testimony.
我们说我们信了。
We say that we believe.
我们看见真实的信里边，它带出了敬畏。
And we see that the true belief brings out worship.
它不会去想合理不合理。
It doesn't think about fair or unfair.
确实不合理，你把我的工作弄坏掉了。
It's so unfair that you destroyed my work.
但是他敬畏，所以他把这个关系能够处理好。
But because she worships, she will repair the relationship.
因着敬畏，开始了舍己。
Because of worship, she can forgive.
所以我们来思考我们的信仰啊。
And so let us reflect on our own faith.
当一件事情来到你面前的时候，你是用什么方式来去思考的
？When something happens to you, how will you come to consider it?
所以以色列人他说他们观看我的作为，视我看我四十年之久。
And so it says here that the Israelites they saw my works for over 40 years.
但是他们不晓得我的作为。
But they do not know my works.
所以神的作为我们怎么将叫做晓得神的作为
So what does it mean to know God's works?
就像主耶稣给彼得一网鱼
Just like when God Jesus gave Peter a net full of fish.
今天主耶稣帮你度过了你生命中的难关
Today Christ has helped you through all the struggles in your life.
他的作为我们晓得吗
His works, do we know them?
他是不是想没完没了的给我们这一些好处
Does he have to continuously give us good things?
我告诉你，你信他一定是有好处的。
Let me tell you, if you believe, you will receive these things.
但是这些好处的目的在哪里
？But what is the point of them?
所以神说你要晓得我的作为。
And so God says you must know them.
你要晓得我是神。
You must know that I am God.
所以当我们晓得他是那一位神的时候
，And so when we know that he is God,
我们心里开始了悔改。
Our heart will change.
我们知道我们不配。
We know that we are unworthy.
我们知道这样一位主愿意舍命为我，我哪里配？
We know that such an almighty God gave up his life for us. How could we be worthy?
我们的心中开始产生了那样的敬畏。
Our hearts will begin to worship.
所以这里讲，他说以色神在怒中啊起誓，说以色列人断不得进入我的安息。
And it says in his anger he made an oath that the Hebrews will not come into his peace.
在旷野四十年产生了两个不同的结果。
In 40 years in the wilderness there were two different results.
我们知道只有一个人，神应许他进迦南。
We know that only one person God allowed him to go into Canaan.
那个人是谁？
Who was that person?
迦勒。对吧？因为虽然有OK， 虽然两个人还有一个约书亚，但是神约书亚是摩西的助手，所以那一个不算，因为他应该认识神。
So the two people were God's servant Joshua and Caleb.
所以神说我给的多，我要的也多。
And so he says, whomever I will give to much, give them much, I will also ask for much.
所以在整个那一个看迦南地的事件中，神说唯独我的仆人迦勒。
And he says, during this whole testing, only my servant Caleb
可以进到迦南地区。
Can go into the land of Canaan.
所以其他的人都倒闭旷野。
All the others fell in the wilderness.
为什么产生了这两个这样不同的结果？
Why was there such different results?
一个进入安息了，一个倒闭旷野了。
One goes into peace, one dies in the wilderness.
这就是神说的，他们心里迷糊，不晓得我的作为。
And here it says that in their hearts they go astray, they do not know my works.
因为经历了那么多的神迹，在他们遇见困难的时候，他们还是想到自己。
Because even after experiencing so many miracles, as soon as they encounter troubles, they only think about themselves.
他想我们做不到。
They said, I cannot do it.
他们会把我们杀了。
They will kill us.
然后他去抱怨。
And so they become angry.
然后他去质疑神的动机。
And so they accuse God's motives.
你把我们带出来就是要杀我们。
Did you bring us out just to kill us?
所以我们要回埃及。
And so we should go back to Egypt.
所以在这种情况下，神说他们不可以进入我的安息。
So under these circumstances, God says you cannot enter my peace.
所以虽然他们是信看见神的。
Even though they believe they see God.
但是这样的表达。见证了他们的不信。
But such a response demonstrates that they don't truly believe.
我们想一想，我们今天。
Let's consider ourselves today.
我们听见福音了。
We have received the gospel.
我们经历神迹了。
We have received miracles.
我们都说信了。
We all say that we believe.
但当环境一来了，有困难来的时候。
But when troubles come upon us.
我们想到神了吗？
Do we think of God?
我们真的直接说敬畏他吗？
Do we truly worship him?
我们可能又想到，哎呀，神呐，你为什么让这个发生？
Maybe we will think, God, why would you allow such things to happen?
我们开始抱怨。
We become angry.
然后开始去怀疑神的动机。
And we accuse God's motives.
想你这样对待我，你是不公平的。
And we say, God, you are not fair.
我还不如不信你的时候，我还可以自己做。
Maybe I was better off when I was without you.
所以，当我们的心也是这样反来覆去的，像以色列人这样的时候，我们要小心。
And so when our hearts waver, just like the Israelites, we must be careful.
当一个人他说他信主的时候
，When a person says he believes in God,
我们可以看见最快的转变其实是他的态度。
We can see that the first change must be his attitude.
有人说哈，你如果可以转变一个人的态度，你就可以转变这个人。
Some people say when you can change a person's attitude, you can change that person.
所以当你遇见事情的时候，那个是上帝给你的。机会来考察自己。
So when you come to problems, that is an opportunity for you to test yourself.
当你遇见困难的时候，你的第一个态度反映出来，那个是你自己本质的反应。
When you come to troubles, the first expression of your attitude shows your true heart.
并不是说我反应的不大好了，而是我们的信心有问题了。
If your behavior is not good, that demonstrates a problem with your faith.
好，这里讲哈，从第十二节哈。他讲到弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
It says in verse 12, take care, brothers and sisters, that none of you may have an evil, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God.
所以他说当我们不信的时候就把永生的神离弃了。
And so it says here that when we are unbelieving, we leave behind the eternal God.
不是神离弃了我们，而是我们要把他离弃了。
It's not that God leaves us, it's that we are leaving him.
所以神在旷野带着以色列人又经过了四十年的时间。
And so during the 40 years that God led the Israelites in the wilderness,
并没有离弃他的百姓。
He never left them.
但是以色列人的心却离弃他。
But the hearts of the Israelites left God.
因为他们不想跟着他。
Because they do not want to follow him.
他们想跟随自己的欲望。
They want to follow their own desire.
所以在我们刚才说圣灵有话跟我们说的时候。
And so before we said the Holy Spirit has something to say to us.
他说你们今天若听他的话。
It says today if you believe in his words.
所以当我们信的时候我们产生一个反应就是我们愿意听他的话。
So when we believe we have a response and that is to listen to his word.
所以这里讲哈他说我们应该天天彼此相劝免得有人被罪迷惑心里就刚硬了。
And so it says here today that none of you may have an evil, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Exhort one another every day.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
For we have become partners of Christ if only we hold our first confidence firm to the end.
所以这里有一个起初确实的信心。
And so here it says our first confidence.
我们有没有那一个起初确实的信心
？Do we have that early confidence, that faith?
以色列人是有的。
The Israelites had that.
我们知道，在希伯来书第十一章讲到信心的时候
，We know that in Hebrews chapter 11 it speaks of faith.
圣经里曾经讲，以色列人是因着信过红海，如行干地。
The scripture says the Israelites passed the Red Sea by faith.
所以他们是有起初那确实的信心的。
They also had that first confidence.
为什么起初那个信心是确实的
？Why is that first confidence firm?
因为如果他没有不信的话，他不可能有那个行动。
Because if they didn't believe, they cannot perform the action.
当他们过红海如行干地的时候，就见证了他们的信心。
When they passed through the Red Sea on dry land, it demonstrated their faith.
我们有没有那起初确实的信心
？Do we have that early faith?
我相信每一个重生得救的基督徒，你是有的。
I believe every Christian has that.
你没有的话，你不可能受洗，不可能归到主的名下。
If you don't have that, it is impossible for you to become baptized and become God's.
因为当你听见福音的时候，被圣灵光照的时候，你感动。
For when you receive the gospel and you receive the Holy Spirit, you must be touched.
你就有了一个回应。
You must have a response.
然后你愿意悔改信主。
You are willing to repent and believe.
然后你愿意受洗，在众人面前来见证你的信仰。
And you are willing to be baptized and testify your faith.
这一个信心是确实的。
This faith is true.
为什么这个信心是确实的
？Why is it true?
大家说为什么这个信心是确实的？啊？从里面发出来的。
Because it comes from inside.
还有没有答案？为什么这个信心是确实的
？Why is this faith true?
因为有行动。
Because it has action.
因为有行动。因为当你说你信的时候，你愿意接受洗礼来见证你的信心。
Because it has action. Because you perform the action of accepting baptism and the Holy Spirit.
洗礼有什么意义吗
？What is the point of baptism?
那圣经说你要洗礼，你就去洗了。
The Bible says you should be baptized. So do you get baptized?
因为主耶稣说的我需要洗礼，所以我就洗了。
Is it because Jesus Christ says you should be baptized?
那是我信他的一个表征，我愿意顺服他的话。
It is an action of our belief that we believe in His word.
虽然从我的感觉来讲，我不觉得洗一下有什么了不起。
Even though I think that being baptized doesn't really mean anything.
但是我的信心里知道，从这里。起来的时候，表达着我跟基督的同死同复活。
But I have faith that my baptism represents made my death a new life.
表达着我的宣告，从此以后我属于耶稣基督了。
It represents my testimony that from now on I will belong to Christ Jesus.
所以这一些表达是从你的信神的话，然后你顺服他，愿意这样做来表达出来的。
And so all of these behaviors demonstrate that we are willing to follow Christ.
所以神说我们有那起初确实的信心。
And so it says here that we have that early confidence and faith.
但是他说要将这样的信心坚持到底。
But he says this faith we must hold firm to the end.
所以在起初我们听了他的话，我们就顺服了。
And so in the start we listened and we obeyed.
那为什么在后来我们听了他的话，我们不愿意去做了呢？
But why is it that later on we listen to more of his word but we don't want to do it?
甚至在神行了那么多神迹给我们的时候，我们还不愿意去做。
Even though we see so many miracles that God performed for us, we still don't want to do it.
所以这个是我们需要开始慢慢省察我们的信仰的时候。
And so this is where we need to inspect our faith.
圣经说以色列人不晓得神的作为。
The scripture says that Israelites did not know God's work.
盼望着今天我们的弟兄姊妹是那一个晓得神的作为的。
I hope that today, brothers and sisters, we can know God's work.
我们是那一个在困难当中能够开始思想神的人。
We are those that even through trouble, we can consider God.
盼望的是那一个当困难来到我们生命当中那一个冲撞出来的生命能够是一个有信心的生命。
We pray that when our life is battered and troubled and challenged, we can show faith.
那一个愿意因着信来听从神的话的生命。
People that are willing to, through faith, obey God's word.
圣经上说，如果我们将这样的信心坚持到底。
The scripture says if we hold firm to such faith,
我们就在基督里有份了。
Then we have inheritance in Christ.
所以真实的信心伴随着舍己。
And so true faith is demonstrated through self-sacrifice.
无论是我们的小孩子还是我们成年人。
Whether it's in our children or in adults.
这个时代是一个自我为中心的时代。
This age is all about self-gratification.
不需要解释任何事，只要我不愿意，这个事儿就可以不做了。
You don't have to explain anything. If you don't want to do it, then you don't do it.
但是在信心的道路上不是这样的。
But in the path of faith, it is not so.
所以在我们遇见挑战的时候
，So when we become challenged,
你开始能够拒绝自我。
You can give up yourself.
这是一个我们开始走信心道路的开始。
This is the beginning of our faith journey.
所以刚才我讲，我们看到中国教会有那么多的人。
And so earlier we spoke of the many people in the church in China.
有那么多的工作需要做。
So much works need to be done.
而且我跟你讲，做主的工作你是极其蒙福的。
And I tell you, you receive many blessings for doing God's work.
但是为什么我们还不能去做
？But why is it that we are still not able to do it?
我们还不够成熟。
We are not mature enough.
怎么才能够成熟
？How can we become mature enough?
这是我自己。
These are my own experiences.
你看教会里谁成熟的快啊
？Who are the ones that mature quickly in church?
就是向自己下手狠的那个。
They are the ones that are merciless to themselves.
你敢向自己下手，你就。
You are willing to be merciless to yourself, you can become mature.
我记得牧师说过这句话，说基督徒最大的痛苦是什么
？Pastor Daniel once said the hardest thing for a Christian
是挂在十字架上不死。
Is to hang on a cross but not die.
挂上去了，但是永远不想死。
You hang on the cross, but you never want to die.
永远想要挣扎。
You're still struggling.
越挣扎越痛苦。
The more you struggle, the harder it is.
所以主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就要舍己。
And so Christ says, whoever wants to follow me must sacrifice themselves.
背起他自己的十字架来跟从我。
Pick up their own cross and follow me.
那个十字架是要我们去死的。
That cross is for us to die on.
所以当基督来呼召我们的时候
，And so when Christ calls us,
那一个呼召是叫你去死的。
That call is to die for him.
我们不必要去绕圈子，想要把它躲开。
We don't need to look for loopholes or try to avoid this.
我并不是吓唬大家。
I'm not trying to scare everyone.
如果神的儿子都必须经过苦难才见证了他的完全。
If even Christ had to go through suffering to demonstrate his power.
基督徒不要幻想着你可以不经过苦难就完全。
Don't dream that you can live without being challenged.
问题是当我们经历苦难的时候你不以为那个是苦难。
The issue is that when we go through challenges, we don't see that as trouble.
因为在你经过苦难的时候你以为大喜乐。
Because when you go through the troubles, you must be joyful.
因为神与你同在了。
Because God is with you.
所以当这样的见证做出来的时候，那是我们基督徒信心的美好见证。
So when we can live out this testimony, that is a truly beautiful testimony.
所以我们都说我们要荣耀神。
And so we all say we must glorify God.
用什么荣耀神呢
？How should we glorify God?
耶稣给我越多的钱，我越有钱，我越荣耀他。
the richer I am, the better I can glorify God.
主耶稣给我更多的成功，让我来荣耀他。
The more successful I am, the better I can glorify God.
不是这样的。
Not so.
是在基督在他苦难的见证中荣耀天父。
Jesus in his suffering glorified God.
所以我们基督徒是来效法我们的主的。
And so Christians, we must follow Christ.
刚才我们唱的那首歌《君尊义仆》。
Earlier we sang a song, The Servant King.
所以我们效法他。
And so we must follow him.
我们也是在我们的艰难的环境中来见证基督在我们身上的荣耀。
In our difficult environments, we testify to Christ's glory.
以色列人实实在在是可以进入迦南的。
The Israelites all this time they could have gone into Canaan.
因为他的不信造成了40年的苦难还进不去。
But because of their unbelief, even after 40 years of suffering, they still can't go.
我们是实实在在的可以进入他的荣耀的。
Same for us, we can truly enter God's glory.
不要因为我们的不信苦难了几十年还是不能够进去。
I hope that it is not because of our unbelief that even through all the suffering we still can't go.
当我们把信放在他身上的时候
But when we put our trust in him,
你开始经历他的美好
You can experience his beauty.
求神来帮助我们
Pray that God will help us.
好，我们一起祷告
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
因为你把这样大的恩典赏赐给我们
For you gave us such an amazing grace.
你这一位天地的主宰愿意成为肉身的形状来解决我们罪的问题
You, creator of heaven and earth, came to us to solve our sins.
你让我们知道我们的生命在你眼中是何等的宝贵
You let us know that our life is so valuable to you.
你让我们知道你是有能力把我们带到你的荣耀当中去的
You are the one that has the power to bring us into your glory.
让我们的心能够信
Let our hearts believe.
主，感谢你，让我们每一个人在生命中都不断地经历你。
Lord, we thank you that we can continue to experience you in our lives.
更感谢你有史以来所给我们的这一切的见证。
We thank you for all the testimonies that you give us from all time.
主啊，祈求你的圣灵来开启我们的心。
We pray that your spirit can open our hearts.
使我们不迷糊。
So that we won't be confused.
使我们能够晓得你的作为。
So that we can know your works.
使我们能够降服在你的面前。
So that we can bow before you.
使我们能够将那起初确实的信心坚持到底。
So that we can hold firm that early conviction and confidence.
主啊，你是我们的一切。
Lord, you are our everything.
我们的好处不在你以外。
There is nothing good apart from you.
当我们能够在你里面得好处，来尝你所带来的甘甜的时候
，When we can receive blessing from you,
让我们的心能够明白。
May our hearts understand.
主啊，求你来施恩赐福给你面前的每一位。
Lord, I pray that you bless every single one of us.
使我们在你的话语里边被你建立起来
so that we can be built through your word
使你的教会在你里面成熟起来
so that your church can become mature in you
使更多的人因着爱你的缘故主啊能够在你面前举起手来
so that more people can raise their hands before you in love
说主啊我在这里请差遣我
God I am here please send me
就求你来装备我们使用我们
Please equip us and use us.
愿你的旨意成就在我们中间。
May your will be done in us.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.